Good evening, good afternoon, good night. This is one AAA podcast. That's one absolutely African American podcast. And I'm your host, the Hypocritical Cynic. And this is a commercial for my show on YouTube. Y'all go over to YouTube and type in one AAA podcast and you'll see my views on an array of topics. You know, positivity, negativity, it's all wrapped up in the one. But the topics that I choose, they intrigue me. It may not be the most popular topics, but I hope you can pull something from the show. If you want to resource some of the stuff I come up with, if you feel like I can help you in the speech as a writing muse, a writing assistant, if you feel like my views need to be more explained better to for you to apply them to your life, I could be a life coach, or you just want me to lecture to a whole hall, contact me at 1AAApodcast@gmail.com. I'll get back with you. And this show is really an attempt to get the bag. You know, like Joe Rogan, he made a lot of money from podcasting. Howard Stern has made a lot of money from podcasting. And I feel like my skills are not up to their par because I haven't done it for that long. But I do want to emulate their talents. You know, Tariq Nasheed, Dr. Umar, Kaba Kameen, rest in peace, Baba Dick Gregory, Young Pharaoh, you know, a lot of people that I want to, you know, emulate who I can actually make this a profitable aspect of my life. You know, Joe Rogan got the bag, $100 million. Howard Stern is probably going to make $120 million. Shout out to Value Entertainment. You know, Howard Stern probably about to make $120 million a year. And I feel like my views are my views, and I'm just going to put them on my show and I'm going to let y'all see. So with that being said, I want this to be a timeless show. So I pick topics that intrigue me that I can out, something that I would always want to go back and listen to. And, you know, something, you know, that I can interject something that I learned in life into a premise of thought. That's something I try to do. Like Neil deGrasse Tyson, said on his show, he want to try to get everybody to know one thing so we can all move on. I try to do that too. So, like I said earlier, please resource me because I may be completely and totally wrong of what I'm saying. So that way we can get to, foundation information for the conversation. You know, but I ain't going to get into all that. But, you know, it's a lot of cliches and T-shirts that might come out from the show, but y'all check it out. I really wanted to get a cache of videos up first. I didn't want to just come out with one video and then have my audience probably waiting on the next video and then hoping they watch one of those two videos. So before I came out with, you know, Anchor, Facebook, Instagram, and everything like that, I wanted to get a total, you know, about 25 videos, but that happened too fast. So now I probably got about 40 or 50 videos on YouTube. Y'all go to YouTube and type in 1AAA podcast and scroll down. I don't even want to tell you a topic because I don't want to pigeonhole you to one view. You know, I might be, like Chris Rock said, I might be liberal on one thing and then conservative on another thing. So I don't want you to just think it's one type of show. But what I'm doing with this show, I'll say as a future anthropologist, I mean, that sounds bad at 38, you know, with 15 college hours. But as a future anthropologist, you know, avid anthropologist, you know, the neophyte anthropologist, I have to say I've always been fascinated with people, you know, sociology, psychology, theory, you know, different things like that. And, you know, it's so many people I won't get to meet, so many people that have passed on, you know, so many people that I've met that you would never get to meet, so many doorknobs that I've turned and rooms I've walked in and a conversation I've been privy to and information I've understood or understood it. It's just, I feel like the combination of ideas is why, you know, we advance as a people, and that's what we all trying to do. You know, I'm trying to pull myself out of the cave man era in the industry 2.0. You know, computers taking over everything, and thankfully I learned how to type, so, you know, I'm not just, you know, completely out of there as far as, you know, the computer and everything, but I know as far as my views, they gonna be here till I'm gone, so I want to start a show, and like I said, I wanna just focus on motivational for a week, focus on inspirational shows for a week, and focus on spiritual shows for a week. But I can't do that right now. It's just too much going on. In my view, hopefully it can help somebody or inspire the right person. If I'm the wrong messenger, I hope the message can be inspiring to anybody and all who listens. And like I say, I pulled my, insight you're supposed to learn every day of your life. You can pull something from a song. And I feel like that part of the song that you can't remember, even though it's your favorite song, that part of the song you can't remember, there's no coincidence that you're not ready for that part of that song in your life. Look up the word coincidence. They seem not to go together. I mean, it's this world, you know, the butterfly effect makes everything in this world amazing. You know, so we have to be, I'll say I remain fascinated because, you know, it's a finite amount of time that we actually here on the earth. So in those, you know, 70, 80, 90 years, 100 years or whatever, you know, you realize that the world has been here way before you and way after you. And it's so much information that you are privileged to and so much understanding that you'll never have. I remember a friend of mine at work told me, as far as spirituality, he told me a lot of smart people like to realize how big God can be. And I was like, well, you know, they say he's big, you know, no one's ever seen him, you know, or whatever, you know. And then he said, but we'll never know how small God could be. I was like, wow, that was amazing. That was amazing. You know, you say nanotechnologists are still working on their craft. Scientists in that field are still trying to outdo each other. God is done. And that's amazing to me. You know, but still in all, nobody is perfect, so I don't try to claim perfection or anything like that. That's really why I'm making this show, you know, so I can be resourced and kind of like I got to, yeah, when y'all go to YouTube and type in 1AAA podcast, you'll see on my show, I have a painting that I show on my scene that it says that we literally on top of the world. Right now, we on top of the world. Everything we do, good and bad, we on top of the world. One day, we'll be up under this thing. You know, and on the bottom of my painting, it says a broken heart made me. So everybody, you know, grows up thinking one thing, and then the real world is it showed to them, and you either accept it or you change it. So this is my attempt to change it or motivate the people that can change it in a positive way. Negativity needs to leave out the door. You know, don't even try to be negative on my show. I don't want it. You know, you could be, excuse me. I'm not going to say I don't want it. You could be vitriolic on my show, actually, if you want to respond on my comments, and you could be vitriolic, but make a point though, you know, make a point. Don't just come with rhetoric, you know, get to a point. With that being said, this is the longest commercial probably in American history, being about 9-10 minutes. But y'all go to 1AAA podcast on YouTube. If y'all scroll down, you'll see some of the topics that I'm on. Probably have to search for me. Y'all like, comment, and subscribe. When y'all get through doing that, go to Cash App, 1AAA Podcast TX. That's 1AAA Podcast TX. And y'all donate as much as you can, you know, as little as you can. But make sure you can pass on the information if you listen to the show. So y'all do that right now, and I appreciate y'all for listening. I want y'all to know this is my attempt to spread my views, not knowledge, because I don't know anything. I don't know a lot about nothing. I know a little bit about everything, But this is my attempt to give you the opportunity to press play and change your day. Thanks for listening.